Most of the Midwest, it will take a little break from all the precipitation that we've seen this week, but it is going to be a short-term break, and temperatures are going to be kept rather cool across the region for a couple of days here. In fact, normal temperatures will actually occur. It's not like it's colder than normal, but we've been a little spoiled, I think, over the past few weeks with warmer than usual conditions often occurring, and so it feels cooler when it's cool than it really is, if you follow me. It still looks as though the temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s for highs here this weekend, and that will likely reduce evaporation, and that's the most important part of the whole forecast here, because if we lower the temperatures and reduce evaporation, these areas that picked up on 1 to 2.5 inches of rainfall over the past two days or so will not likely dry down as quickly as they need to in order for us to get back into the fields and start working aggressively. Even though subsoil moisture is low across parts of the Midwest, or certainly in Illinois and Missouri and parts of southern Iowa, these areas will dry out fairly quickly, but with temperatures in the 40s and 50s, it's still going to be a little bit of a mud situation and a little bit of a delay in getting back into the fields for a little while. Rain is already going to be returning to some of the western Corn Belt on Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday will be the next larger storm system that will impact those western areas, and probably Tuesday into Thursday for the eastern Midwest. And during that period of time, we're likely to see some significant amounts of moisture once again. Portions of Iowa and Nebraska will probably see totals that will run more in the range of a quarter to 8/10 of an inch, with maybe a localized 1 1/4 inch amount in the southeast part of Iowa. Missouri and Kansas, though, will see amounts 6/10 of an inch to 1 1/3 inches, and most of Illinois and Indiana, as well as parts of Michigan, will probably see 0.5 to 1.5 inches, and we could see some local totals back up to 2 inches again. Even though that's Tuesday through Thursday of next week, we are not going to dry out very quickly between now and then. Some fieldwork will definitely occur, and it looks like the driest areas are going to be in the northwestern Corn Belt. Those areas will probably not see much precipitation until midweek, early next week, Monday and Tuesday, when we'll see some precipitation occur in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of northwestern Iowa. But the moisture is going to be brief and light there. And, of course, they didn't get involved with this bigger event this week, and so they will not have nearly the issue with getting back into some of the fields. They were definitely wetter earlier in the season, though, and so they are also dealing with some delay. Well, it looks as though there will be yet another storm system impacting the Midwest, the 10th through the 12th, and this storm system could also be somewhat similar to these previous two events, and will further prolong delays in getting back into the field, and some quality issues may start to surface in some of the unharvested soybeans. Winter wheat planting delays will also take place. Now, there will be some field progress that will be occurring during this next week to 10 days, but obviously it's not going to be as quick as some would like to see it. The temperatures will warm up on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday of next week, and really Monday and Tuesday will be the warmer days. We'll look for 50 and 60 degree highs across a fair amount of the Midwest, some 40s in the Northwest, and we'll expect to see maybe a one-day punch of lower 70s developing in portions of the lower eastern Midwest on Tuesday, just before the greater rains start to occur again. But that's as warm as we get. And the rest of next week, we'll see temperatures mostly in the 50s and some 40s occurring across the northern parts of the region. Another storm in the 10th to the 12th could produce another 1/3 of an inch to maybe as much as 1 inch of moisture. Well, it looks like our low temperatures over the weekend will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across the Midwest. We'll look for readings to warm up early next week with 40s and perhaps some lower 50s, especially in the central in eastern parts of the Midwest before the storm system arrives, and then we'll cool down again later next week, but no below average temperatures are expected anytime soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.